You're listening to Confessions of a Girl Boss, an unfiltered look at the hustle and heart that goes into building your empire.
We're here to show you the girl behind the Instagram feed, the girl that puts everything she has into building the life of her dreams.
So join us as we chat with your favorite girl bosses and get to know the girl behind the social media.
Whether you're a seasoned girl boss looking to dig deeper and expand your business, a baby girl boss trying to build from the ground up, or someone who just appreciates badass women, this podcast is for you.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Girl Boss. Today's episode, we really want to talk about something that is very near and dear to our hearts, which is being authentic.
Yeah, I love being authentic.
Yes, finding your niche.
Definitely important, but definitely something that you can kind of lose your way with too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So I think the main focus that we wanted to take from this is how to find what you're good at and do it well. Mm-hmm. Because I think in the planner community especially, it's easy to put so many eggs into different baskets and not focus on something that you're doing really, really well and doing a bunch of different things only slightly well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
My grammar. Yes.
Grammar.
My words.
Grammar today.
Words are hard for me today.
We just stuffed our faces, so I'm in a coma mode. I feel like I'm speaking and little shrimps are coming out of my face.
Yeah, we just devoured Panda Express over here, so that was really good. But yeah, so Paige, did you ever, I actually don't know this, did you ever struggle with trying too many things and finding that it affected your work?
I feel like that's kind of a yes or a no, and a no, because I feel like as shop owners, we get so caught up in ticking all the boxes of I need monthly kits, I need weekly kits, I need a character, I need, all of these different things.
Foil.
Yeah, foil. Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, to a certain extent, I feel like I definitely have fallen into that. Mm-hmm. But I have always tried really, really hard not to do things that I know absolutely nothing about. I was giving Chrissy this example earlier, but I don't have kids. And so anytime somebody asks me for school stickers and things like that, I'm like, I don't even know what you could possibly need. And I'm just
what do you do in school?
They just go there, right?
Right. That's it.
And so yeah. I don't know if other people perceive it that way, but the few times that I have released, I think I had backpack Oscars and different things like that. It feels to me, I'm this isn't me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think because I think both of us, well, me now, I feel like we release stuff that we would want to use. So when we don't release something, when we release something that we wouldn't necessarily use, it feels inauthentic and just really random.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit your brand.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like it's important to ask yourself, what will I use if you find yourself falling into the let's tick all of the boxes hole? Because it's really hard when you see adorable characters and you want your own character. It's mm-hmm. hard not to be let me go do this. And I mean, yeah. We both have our characters, but
but I think that our characters, they're not the main thing of our shops. I tried to do the whole Poppy thing mm-hmm. where it was hand mech clip art that I just bought, and loads of other shops had it. And I tried to do that whole keeping up with the character thing and having 40 plus listings of Poppy characters.
Oh my gosh.
But it just felt it was always a chore because my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't unique to my shop. So it always felt kind of meh to me. And then I think the turning point was I was thinking about it and I was spending so much time focusing on these character stickers that weren't unique to my shop, weren't bringing me joy looking at them. I don't even think I was using them. And I was why am I focusing on this when there are so many other shops that people can get original characters from that they can go support? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd rather put my time and energy into something like my notes pages kits, which are like super unique to my shop, that make me stand out, than something that just kind of like makes me blend in.
And you use them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think that was a really big turning point for me. Like, is it bringing you joy? Is it like adding value to your shop?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it making you stand out, or is it just like making you blend into the crowd?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that that helps build community as well, because if Chrissy has note page kits, if I don't have note page kits, then I can tell people who ask me, like, where do you get your note page kits? Instead of pushing myself, exactly. I can say, why don't you go look at Pretty on Paper Co? Like, I have these weekly kits that I put hours in, or these quote stickers that I put hours into, and Chrissy puts hours into her note page kits. So it helps with like cross promotion.
I think I have like every single quote sheet.
Oh, wow. Die hard.
I know. I need to make some more, though.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
I will.
I feel like there's like a lot of invisible pressure to be good at everything. Like, you have to have like a perfect monthly kit. You need to have bomb weekly kits with perfect full boxes. And you also need to have characters, and you also need to do foil. And it's like, you can't, I feel like the more you try and do that, the more thin you're spreading yourself to. Yeah. And I think just from like a personal like standpoint, like, I don't think any one person can truly do all of it and do it all well. Yeah. So like, why? I don't know where that pressure is coming from, but.
Yeah. And even with like, even like kit themes, like, fitness is one example. I am not a fit person, you guys. Like, I hate working out. I had this whole stint of running last year, and literally I was running a 5K, and I was like, in the middle of it, I was like, I hate this. Why am I doing this? But Chrissy is really into working out. I was waiting for you to see her face.
Not right now. I think I've worked. Actually, I don't even think I've worked out once since I found out I was pregnant.
Dang.
Like, yeah, I was waiting for you to be like, I am not right now. But yeah, like,
my workouts consist of walking Cooper, and that's about it.
Fine. Chrissy is really into pizza, and surprise, surprise, I am not.
Hey, who just had pizza for lunch?
Yeah, but that was a DiGiorno pizza. Like, I can't order pizza from, like, I can eat DiGiorno, but I can't, like, order from, like, Domino's or Papa John's because it makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, it makes me sick, too. It just, like, tastes really good.
We suffer.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't. Yeah, like, it doesn't, the taste doesn't make up for how much I suffer. So, anyway, my point with that is if I made a pizza kit, it would be like, really? But Chrissy can make a pizza kit, and it fits her like personality. It fits her brand. It just fits her. Whereas I can make all the reading kits all day long.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
And trust me, guys, there are more coming. So much more.
How many do you have in your shop right now?
Two right now, and at least two right now, and like three more planned.
So. Yeah, and it's like Harry Potter kits for you, or like Harry Potter anything. Like, for me, like, I like Harry Potter, but like, I'm not a diehard fan.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be weird for me to release like Harry Potter stuff, but I can always like direct people and like have that community aspect, like you said, to Creating & Co. for like all the Harry Potter stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I get what you're saying with kit themes. I never really thought about it that way. I don't really know like what my other themes are. I've only ever released one fitness kit.
That's kind of funny because I guess because I remember like all of your vlogs and stuff, and you're like always like going to work out or whatever.
Oh, they're going to be so different when they're back. This is me lying in bed. This is me sitting on the couch.
So I'm like trying to think of more kit themes for you.
Thanks. You let me know.
I feel like this one I feel like fits me too, but like the like stay in bed / Netflix themes.
Yeah.
We have those on lock, y'all.
Oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, I feel like it's like, I feel like, well, Vanessa, you trying to tick all the boxes is ultimately part of what led you to close your shop.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Because I felt like a failure, to be honest. Like I couldn't keep up with what everyone else wanted. And I think the one thing that I think I've mentioned this in a podcast before, but if I could do it all over again, I would just do boxes, because that's where my heart was.
Like subscription boxes.
Yeah, subscription boxes. Because I loved the creative aspect of it, and I loved that it was beyond just stickers. It was everything I put into those boxes was it fit the theme that I just happened to be really inspired by that month. And I always liked to put a message in there. And I feel like that was when I was the most genuine form of myself as a shop owner.
When you were happiest and having a shop. Yeah.
I was so happy. I was so happy and I was so fulfilled, even if they didn't sell super well some months, because, you know, just slow seasons, they happen.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about before. But I think if I ever did it again, I would 100% just do boxes and make them like maybe a little bit more lifestyle related, because while I love planning, I love other things too.
Yeah.
So I would for sure do that.
Well,
again.
I feel like now if you were to do that now with like the culture with how like the community is structured right now, mm-hmm. I feel like pre-sales are way bigger of a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could always do like pre-sales of boxes. Then it's not like you're buying too much stuff and then like not selling it.
To this day, I still have bumblebee erasers.
I knew you were going to say that. Or like the bumblebee pencils or something.
I brought them all to work. I was like, you guys, like, because I work in an office. It's like, you guys, I have so many of these things. Please just take them. And I had ice cream cone charms made for one of my boxes too, for my circus box.
Yeah.
And I gave them all to my coworkers and they all have them on their keychains now.
Super cute. Yeah, because that is one of the struggles, I guess, with like trying like to do something that you're super passionate about. It is a risk.
It is a risk.
When you like try and just go against what's like the norm, I guess, and just kind of like single out to one thing.
Yeah. I would definitely do that. I still, the more I talk about it, the more like I get like butterflies. Like I wanna do that again. And I feel like I think the most important part about running your own business and building your own empire is chasing those feelings. Like those feelings are what you want to feel. You want to feel that every day if you can. And I think if I ever were to do it again, I want to make sure to follow my gut, trust my gut and really try and get to put my heart and soul into projects that make me feel that way. Because I think if I feel that way about them, other people will too.
Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful thing personally. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Paige, would you ever do a box?
I don't know. That stresses me out. Okay. For example, we did sticky notes in the last readathon kit and I loved them so much, but just like having to like source another material or another product stresses me out. So I have to do it like very slowly. Like I have to like inch my way into the other product.
Curate it for like a month or two and then release everything.
But yeah, I was thinking this earlier with, reading for, but anyway, this kind of reminds me of this. So I am in a really weird place with the books that I want to read, like, because I'm not quite young adult, but I'm also not like ready to read like adult fiction with like about moms and people who have like parents dying and like, you know, like those life
like
stages,
Big Little Lies type books.
Yeah. Like I'm not quite there. And like this, the reason it reminds me of it is like, it's the same thing with like planner stuff. Like I really love to read, obviously. And I started the Creating a Code book club group. And it was because it was something that I wanted. And I it turns out there were all these other people in the planner community that were also wanting that.
Yeah.
And so it, like, I think if you, even though it's scary to stay true to yourself, if you do it, like, if you want it, somebody else does too. basically.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of how I feel about like sharing myself more on the internet, mm-hmm. because it's really scary to like share like a lot and be vulnerable, but chances are if you're going through something, like other people are too. Just like if you like something, other people, like you're bound to find people who like the same things as you. Mm-hmm. And I find that like finding those people who are like going through the same things as me or like relating to me or like liking the same stuff, like it really kind of helps to like grow my authentic brand, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you more confidence too, mm-hmm. to stay authentic.
In a community to like filter into it and feed you and inspire you too.
So just to kind of like add to this, I wanted to like share a few examples that I thought of like people who are really good at like finding their niche and like staying authentic to that. And let us know in the Facebook group if you guys have any other examples, because I'd really like to know.
Yeah, definitely, because we want to check them out. And
yeah. So the ones I thought of were Once More With Love and the Coffee Monsters Co. Like their character doodles like dominate. Rose Colored Days and her foil stickers are definitely leaders of the foil pack, I think. Mm-hmm. From like at least when I think of foil, that's who I think of. Oh Hello Stationery Co. and their original artwork has always been, I think, authentic to them. They've always like stayed true to only releasing things that they mm-hmm. personally designed so that they can stay 100% authentic. And then I have to add in Paige and I.
Naturally.
So Pretty on Paper Co's Notes Kits.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
And Creating in Co's Quotes, which we talked about already, that I'm just like obsessed with. But if you guys can think of any other examples.
Like Simply Gilded.
Simply Gilded and washi, the bow washi. I've never had that.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
That's so pretty.
I feel like Fox and Cactus.
Oh yeah.
I feel like Fox and Cactus and her kawaii characters, like her little like kawaii girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Which speaking of like sweet kawaii design and her like little icons.
Yeah. And her kits are also like really unique to her. They have like a mm-hmm. really unique format, I think, as well, that just like works for her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I can't really think of any other.
I'm sure there are a million examples. Like, yeah. whoever is listening to this is probably like, what about?
Okay, let me like just talk about this for a second. So I was talking to Tori Lynn from Tori Lynn Plans on Instagram, mm-hmm. and she said, Vanessa, when we were talking about your episode, she said when she was listening. And we were like describing kits and trying to think of kit names for like OG Papered Kiss. She was like yelling them out to the air. She was like, mojito, mojito.
That's awesome.
Hey, Tori Lynn, if you're listening.
Hey, girl. I love her. She's awesome.
But yeah. Oh,
whoa.
Jinx. Let us know in the Facebook group if you guys have any other examples. Do you guys struggle to find your niche and stay true to that? Or do you kind of just like keep up with the Joneses, I guess is the right phrase. I don't really know if that's the right phrase.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely the mentality that you can have.
Yeah. So let us know in the Facebook group. We'd love to hear from you. Vanessa has hiccups.
Sorry. Panda.
And Cooper is currently laying behind me with his legs spread on his back as he does.
He's got his
making a lot of noise, kicking the door. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you in the Facebook group. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will be back to you in our next one.
Bye.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Confessions of a Girl Boss, where we post daily inspo to rock that girl boss life. Over there, you'll also find a link to apply to be featured in a future episode.
Join our Facebook group to chat with us more and connect with the community. Just search Confessions of a Girl Boss to find us.
Be sure to subscribe to Confessions of a Girl Boss on iTunes so you never miss a future episode.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. And remember, no matter where you come from, what your circumstances are, or how big or small your dreams may be, you are capable of anything. You got this, girl.